It was the middle of the night, October 9th, 2001. David Rees was sick at heart. He was worried about the people of Afghanistan and the predicted humanitarian crises there, and strung out from being a New Yorker in a post-9/11 world. That's how his cult hit comic Get Your War On was born. The strip is a biting and often profane critique of the war in Iraq that became a cultural phenomenon on the internet. It now runs in Rolling Stone magazine, and all proceeds go to Adopt a Minefield. Rees says the strip came about from sheer frustration.
I'm naturally lazy, so if I had found something out there that captured my sensibility and was cathartic for me to read, I wouldn't have done a thing. But remember, the fall of 2001 was extraordinary, and it's perfectly understandable why. You know, we suffered this horrific attack, and maybe I was asking too much of Jay Leno and David Letterman to think that they would immediately start attacking the kind of hyperbole and spooky religious language coming out of the White House. But, you know, in spite of all that, and as a New Yorker, I was, of course, traumatized by, you know, what I saw on September 11th. But still, I couldn't help feeling like this was a time when a good dose of satire would really have helped me out. And I was searching around for the kind of reflection of my sensibility, and I couldn't find it. So the night I started this strip, I thought, well, I guess I'll just try to do it myself.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Neo-imperialism.
Neo-imperialism who?
I just wanted to see if you could pronounce it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Weapons of mass destruction.
So there you are.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Afghanistan.
Who? What's the last thing Colin Powell's wife says before he leaves for work in the morning?
Honey, don't forget to take your spine out.
Why does he do it? What gets him out of bed in the morning? I guess he's a sucker for pats on the head.
He keeps going because he's got his finger in the dike. He probably figures he's all that stands between the world and Cheney Unbound.
For anybody who hasn't seen this, these are standard issue. They look almost like they come out of a 1950s film strip. Standard issue comic representations of people sitting at desks in offices. But it's the difference between that and the words that you put with them that makes it so striking.
My only goal in making this comic was to make it visually as boring and banal as possible. So I chose pieces of clip art that kind of had no... It's like they contain no visual information. If you just glanced at the strip, you would have no idea what it was about. Because my model for making this strip wasn't necessarily like a political cartoon. I was thinking more of like those old comics that I used to hate when I was a kid, like Mary Worth and Rex Morgan, where it's totally boring and the people are talking about grown-up things that are not interesting to you at all when all you want to read about is like Garfield and Marmaduke. I wanted to create a comic that would be my fantasy of opening up the newspaper the next day. And in the midst of all these visually wacky comics, there would be this really serious, boring-looking comic. And then as soon as you started reading it, there would be like this blast of really explosive, violent language and kind of dark sensibilities.
So let's look at a couple. The second strip that you did, you started looking at the War on Terror, right?
Yeah, the whole issue with the War on Terrorism, that's an example of the type of language I was talking about. I guess it makes sense tactically. It helps rally the country behind whatever military decision you want to make, even invading and occupying Iraq. But I was kind of suspicious of that language, you know what I mean? And a never-ending battle between good and evil. To me, that just sounded exhausting and expensive. So, you know, personally, I felt vindicated when the 9/11 Commission published their report and agreed that the idea of a war on terrorism probably wasn't a useful one.
Will you tell me how the argument for the war on terrorism works?
If something good happens, it's because of our war on terrorism. If something bad happens, it's in spite of it.
Hey, I like how that works. That's like church.
This war against Saddam Hussein is going to rock 20 times harder than that lame war against terror.
What? Did the war against terror not sufficiently rock you? Remember when we allowed Al-Qaeda to escape into Pakistan?
Yeah, and remember when... who am I kidding? I can't remember a damn thing about the last 12 months. Did we win yet?
You know what the CIA's motto is? I can't believe it's not intelligence.
You know what the White House's motto is? Waging a never-ending global war on terrorism means never having to say you're sorry. Because there's no time. Because we need to make up more crazy crap.
You know what the FBI's motto is? The I stands for I will never be fired.
You did a whole series of strips about the anthrax scare in New York as well. That must have been close to home for you.
Yeah, well, every so often when I really try to remember what it was like in those weeks in 2001 in New York, it was so sad and there was a real feeling of dread in the air. I'd never felt this kind of pressing feeling of dread constantly. And then with the anthrax scare, you know, in a way, and I think this is what those anthrax strips were about, in a sick way, I feel like the anthrax scare was kind of a relief because it was getting so absurd that after this horrific attack, then the next thing happens.
Back in, what was it, 2003, when Saddam's statue was torn down, the big media event, you did that too in your strip, right?
Yeah, that's a great example of a visual joke. I took one of the two, I guess you would call him one of the two stars of the strip, a guy who's standing up talking on the phone, and had him get pulled down while he cracked wise about this kind of public relations coup. And I kind of felt like in the grand scheme of things, it probably didn't matter that much if we had staged this dramatic toppling of Saddam's statue. You know, that's the kind of thing, I feel this a lot about the war in Iraq. It does make you feel good to see it come down because Saddam Hussein was a brutal son of a bitch. On the other hand, you kind of resent how politicians try to give that event significance that it doesn't really have. You know what I mean? It's just another in an endless series of benchmarks, each of which is supposed to mean we're finally winning in Iraq and everything is going to be okay.
Hell yes, let's get this party started.
I was so happy to see that statue of Saddam come down. Permission to stop thinking about Iraq, sir.
You know what sucks? Cleaning up after a party. I think I just saw the statue of Saddam Hussein collapse for the 25th time. That footage is awesome.
I love watching it too, but the repetition reminds me of the last time I couldn't avoid watching footage of a certain event in September 2001.
Yeah, but don't you see? This is the antidote.
You've written a lot of these now, and you have been able to express a lot of your opinions. Have any of your positions on the Iraq War or the War on Terror changed?
That's a really good question because I think about it a lot. I always try to second-guess myself to wonder if maybe I've been mistaken the whole time and Bush is doing the best possible job in waging a war on terrorism. I think when I'm wrong, it's usually because I've been overly pessimistic about a situation. So, for instance, those gigantic humanitarian catastrophes never came to pass in Afghanistan. And although the situation in Iraq is plenty screwed up, you didn't see an initial rash of fatalities as a result of contaminated water supplies when we began in the spring of 2003. And so sometimes I wonder, maybe I should cut these guys some slack and be optimistic for once. And then I think, well, no, it's fine to be pessimistic because what I want to do with the comic is kind of be a buzzkill when the buzz is a bloodthirsty buzz. And I feel like that's a responsible thing to do.
David Rees is the author of the syndicated comic strip Get Your War On. What you just heard is the cleaned-up version with actors Brad Knight and Jason Stevens. For a look at the unedited strip, check out our website for a link. You can find us at www.ttbook.org. And let us know what you think of Get Your War On while you're there.